The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez. All the Gomites out there, I haven't said the word Gomite in a long time. I'm returning to my traditional values, Zach. Black t-shirts, black hats. Fucking, we're going hardcore parkour.
We're going old Louis.
People fell in love with us for a reason. Why would we ever change? Why would we mature?
No, never.
Why would we learn and grow?
Fucking ride until the wheels fall off.
Hell yeah, you really have to. It's too late to grow. It's too late to learn. Sorry, kids. Sorry. It is the Real Ass Podcast. I am the king of things, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I can't even say the words. The mumble mouth motherfucker. whatever else I am. I'm a lot of things, guys. Here, as always, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Feeling good, buddy.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I got my voice back.
Good. You were sick. You weren't here yesterday or last Monday, I should say, because we are live on Friday. You feeling better, though?
Yeah, I'm feeling much better.
Very good. Shot a movie?
Yep, shooting a little new trauma movie, and I was in an abandoned church for 2 days screaming, and I'm breathing a lot of dust.
You know, dude, I want to be in a movie so bad, and you just will not get me in one of these movies, and it's infuriating.
You would hate it.
You keep on saying that to me. I think I would like being in a movie.
Your patience
I'm like,
level.
People suck my dick, she's like, you would hate it. No. Trust me, getting your dick sucked is...
Louis, I've seen you wait 15 minutes for something. Movies, you wait 7 hours to do something.
Yeah, but I'm on set being cool. There's groupies around.
No, there's not. Catering. I'm the groupie. I'm the hot lady walking around set.
Look, let's introduce our guests. We have two incredible guests. As always, we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah on today's show, which I know nothing about. So we have two uber Jewy guests, I would say. You're not just Jews. You guys are particularly Jewy. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Shuli show, the legendary Shuli is back on the show.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, Shuli.
How we doing, everybody? Thanks for having me.
Chag
Sameach.
Chamzat Shemaev.
It's just a code to wake up a sleeper, so no big deal.
I like it.
Thank you. Rosh Hashanah. You said it perfectly.
Rosh Hashanah.
You said it better than me.
I dated an Israeli girl for a little while, and her family taught me that they have no respect for non-Jews.
Yeah.
Very quickly, I saw it in their eyes.
Or whispering.
Yeah.
Israelis can't wait. Come here. Let me tell you something. Would she talk to you like that in bed?
No. She was a very
respectful girl. You fuck my pussy now.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, from That's Hot with Sabrina Piper. Ladies and gentlemen, Sabrina Piper's back on the show.
Hello.
People love you, Sabrina.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, people. She was on the show last time. It was her first time on the show. She was a little nervous.
Sure,
nervous. But it was great. She eat your mic a little bit. Get in there, Sabrina. Pull that mic to your face.
All right. I'm here.
Yeah, you're good. Right. But she did great. She's you know, ball busty. You can make fun of her. She's got it. You know, and you know, most 95% of the people loved her, and then the 5% that just hate women that are on the show, and they do just hate every woman. That's a fact. What do you want me to say? Except for Shannon and Natalie. But that's for some reason. I don't know why that Shannon and Natalie get so much love. It's crazy. I hate them.
They hate me too.
Core values.
Totally fine.
Everybody's getting back to their core values.
Go back to my core values.
I need to note that side of the table looks like Shuli got called in because of what his daughter's been wearing to Hebrew school.
So listen, what's the problem with showing ankles? I don't understand.
And that's why I want to drop out of Hebrew school.
So she, yeah, but a lot of the people came to your defense and they simped hard for you.
I love the simps.
Yeah.
We love a good simp,
right? Sabrina's got massive jubes.
I have the jubes.
She's
I love the
huge
jubes.
I know Zach loves it.
Yep.
Big fan. Zach's a big
love
fan.
Love a jube broad.
Thank you so much. Yeah. How can you not?
I don't know what it is. Jew broads are very hot. There's a sexiness to them.
It's almost like evolution was pushed forward
but
an extra bunch.
Really pushed up, if you ask me.
Push up. The curls are there to just like hold and grab.
Yeah,
it's good. I feel like we're built in.
Yeah, it's a hot look. It seems forbidden. I know it was forbidden in my household.
What, Jews?
Jews. Yeah. If I dated a Jew broad.
You grew up with a smart mom.
If I dated a Jew broad, my mom got it. My mom would have had a fucking conniption. What's a conniption? What's a conniption with you?
What?
What's a conniption, folks? I have no idea. I've said that my whole life. What is it? Hold on. Like Don't answer yet.
Yeah. Phone lines are open, guys.
Don't.
Give us a call. What's conniption mean to
what
you?
What is a conniption? Is it in the bread? In the brain? Wow. Is it in the bread? Is that like, it's in the bread? No.
It's in the
boobs. Where does yeast come in with conniption? That's my question.
Is it in the heart? Oh, fuck.
Oh, we're off to a great start.
Is it in the stomach? I need somebody to clean that. Yeah.
Guys, you know Lewis is incapable of cleaning. Can we get in here?
Well, I'm not going to clean my own mess.
That's just dumb.
Yeah. Not on my own show.
On Rosh Hashanah.
Come on. Look at this.
Sabrina, you're talking
about the Sims. I feel like you're leading the Sims.
I am leading the Sims.
Oh, it is very hot.
Look at this. When you have somebody have to clean
Is your hand hot?
You?
I feel like you just spilled the coffee all over and now you're just casual about it. That's good.
Lewis has the power to bring in a 1920 stewardess to clean up.
All that was missing from that is Lewis going, clean up.
Yeah, you're lucky I'm not making them sing and dance. Usually I make them have a...
like a restaurant with your birthday?
Yeah, dude. I make them come in and do a whole fucking show.
When I worked at Olive Garden, I hated that shit. The Hospitaliano song you had to come out and sing.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
I tried to block that out like it was a rape. You know, it's like you have to. You see nine people who have just lost their souls standing around a table singing Hospitaliano, Familiano, you know, whatever bullshit.
The best was in Times Square. The there was a Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah,
and it was all black people that worked there. And this is actually borderline racist. I'll say that I really did this, and this was like literally. So what we would do every time they get a tip. They make them essentially sing a slave song.
Wow.
Swing low, sweet.
So we would just go in and just throw a quarter in and just watch them all have to stop.
Camp Town ladies sing this song.
We got a tip. We got a tip.
Oh, no.
It was fucking the saddest thing ever. It was so fucking funny.
We get to eat. We get to eat.
What is a tip? What is that?
It ruled. So look, dude, I we're gonna find out what's going on with Rosh Hashanah. I have no idea what it is.
I don't know what a conniption is.
We don't even know what a conniption is.
Stuck on that.
Oh fuck,
we got a lot to learn.
It's a real conniption.
It's a thing that happens in your eyes, like your blood vessel breaking in your eye because you're so fucked up.
I think it's like an epileptic fit.
Epileptic fit.
I said that right?
Does anybody know what a conniption is?
Yeah, you're gonna have a conniption.
Yeah, I think it's like you know, shit shutting down, both mentally and physically for it.
Really? You think it's like shut down?
Like you're paralyzed, like you're quadriplegic.
Really? Dude, I'm going much more like intense, like a brain aneurysm or something, like a blood vessel burst in somewhere.
You just want a marijuana card. That's all you're trying to do. I know you're.
I just think it's a bitch fit.
A bitch fit. You think it's just?
I think that's it. I think it's very. Yeah, it's very simple.
I'm gonna have a conniption. Really?
I think
it's medical. I think it's a bad medical thing with like your brain.
No, that's what Jews do. We just make things sound so much more scary than they are.
I think you're confusing kvetching with conniption.
No,
that's a very common mistake a lot of people make.
When you go to the steam room?
No, that's schwitzing.
I love a schwitz. Me and my son did a schwitz for the first time together when we were in Italy, in Rome. You should have seen all the priests. They were fucking...
I was going to say, that's where it happens the most.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon, what's a conniption?
It was actually a regular bathroom. They all just started sweating when they saw
it. What's a conniption?
It is a fit of rage or hysterics.
That's it.
It's a bitch
conniptions...
fit.
Daily.
Yeah, daily conniptions.
I think I was...
That could be the name of this podcast. The actual... We changed it from Real House Podcast to Daily Conniptions. Dude, Daily Conniptions is rules.
Conniptions, your alarm clock to start the day. I mean, that is...
That's I'm conniped in left and right, doggy.
Yeah.
I really thought it was a much more serious physical thing.
Mm-mm.
Like a brain aneurysm.
Mm-mm. Very
Lewis
simple.
J. Gomez, conniptionist.
I like that. All right, so let's do our plugs, and we got to talk about a lot of these things. I rented a car this morning, not happy with that experience. As always, should I be tweeting at them? Should I be trying to get somebody fired? Who knows?
I have a conniption.
Yes.
I might have a conniption today about this. I'm disappointed. Because now when I say I might have a conniption, I'm going to have a conniption. Why am I even pretending?
You're having a conniption as you're saying, I might have a conniption. You're actually having one.
Yeah. You're having a conniption over whether or not you're having a conniption.
That's very true.
It's like Inception.
It really fucked me up, dude. Like, honestly, this is bothering me. I've been saying I'm going to have a conniption my entire life, assuming that it had some real, like, value in the conversation.
No.
I just like that there was never a point where you're like, I should figure out what this word means.
No, everyone was like, he's having a conniption. What?
Yeah. You're like the Hulk. That's my secret. I'm always having a conniption.
You were just chewing it up.
Yeah, shit. All right, let's do our plugs. Shuli, what you plugging on?
We got The Shuli Show, patreon.com/The Shuli Show. And this weekend, I will be at McGuire's in Bohemia on Long Island. ShalomShuli.com for tickets. Sick. And a lot more to come.
Sick. Down with the sickness.
Yeah, buddy.
Love it. Sabrina Piper, what she's plugging on?
Shalom. You can follow That's Hot with Sabrina Piper. Listen to it all over. Patreon.com/FunnyGirlWithTits. Yeah, I post my shows on my Instagram stories every day so I don't have creepers come out. Nice. You guys get it.
Obviously.
So, Yeah.
That is a weird thing that women have to deal with. Like, once you start getting bigger, like, you're gonna actually have, I know certain comics, they have to have security at Skankfest, female comics, because they have, like, stalkery type dudes that they're afraid are gonna, like, show up.
Yeah, I had
so we have to literally pay for fuck, I mean, well, they're volunteers. We give fat guys to Kim Congdon and Annie Letterman, and
no, other love fat, it. Creepy guys.
Yeah. We give them. There's literally a percentage of a chance that we actually gave them their stalker.
We don't vet it very well.
You'll be bringing up your stalker after your set.
Zach Amico,
October 28th, Paradise Theater in Toronto, stand up show and a live spook show. It's my first headlining gig at a theater. Please fucking come out.
Love
That's
it.
That's amazing.
Good for you, Zach.
Love Zach. You go see Zach. He's a fucking killer. Me and Aaron Berg, we're slowing things down for October. We've got a couple dates on our Offend Everyone tour because Skankfest is happening October 14th or 16th. Shout out to Yo Kratom for letting that happen. But this weekend, if you're listening to this on Friday, we'll be in the House of Comedy in Plano, Texas the entire weekend. We're bringing Mikey Figgs with us, which is going to be a great time. Come out to those shows. And then at the end of the month, we'll be at Helium Comedy Club on the 30th of October. Just one night only. Philadelphia. Let's pack that fucking place out. Then November, we'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Louisville, Kentucky. Orlando. We got McHenry, Illinois coming up. We got Toronto coming up. Lots of other dates all throughout December, January. We're ending the tour in January. So if you want to see us on this tour, this is it. And it really is fucking incredible, dude. You're seeing a very, very unique show. Me doing, I do 35. Aaron does 35. Then we go and do 20 minutes at the end together. It's the funniest fucking show you're going to see. So come out, grab your tickets. These shows are selling out and they have been fucking incredible. So please come out and support. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Unlock thousands of hours of podcasts that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else in the world. Every episode of Realize Podcast, over 800 episodes. Right, Shannon?
Yes, we're in the 900s now.
We're in the over 900 episodes. You can only get the latest 20 on iTunes and YouTube. Everything else is ad-free, uncensored, all in one place. GasDigitalNetwork.com. I have a cough button. Sorry. So yeah, I rented a car. I left my keys in Florida.
Ooh.
I don't know why. I don't know how it's even possible.
They were my Florida keys.
It's a fucking good joke. It's not Zach will think worthy, but the Florida keys is pretty fucking funny. I left my keys in Florida. And yeah, now I have to wait for them to send them back. You know how much it costs to replace an Audi key? A key fob? Because I lost my other one. I had two.
Uh-huh.
Lost one. Other one's in Florida.
How much for an Audi key?
Guess how much. Let's guess. What do you think? What do you think it would be?
$850.
Wow. So don't be an asshole. You're ruining the value of my fucking...
I'm going to go $1 in case she's over.
$720, but she ruined the fucking...
Don't ask Jews prices.
Yeah,
don't you understand?
Yeah, I'm going like to try to really get it.
That's what she would have charged me.
She's like, I was just looking this up on the way in.
Yeah, for sure. Just rented for a day.
Replacement prices for
luxury
vehicles. Every
morning I wake up and I check prices on random things.
I just want to see if it fluctuates.
It's like Jew training. It's like a Rocky montage. Instead of running in the snow, they're like, all right, today we're going to do windshields. Let's check it out.
Yes, I'm surprised you knew. Am I crazy? I thought that was a wild amount of money.
Not only did she know it, she figured in tax.
$720. I thought that was a wild amount
of
money.
That's a lot. For the beep beep?
Yeah, a little beep beep.
Well, you lost both of them.
They're giving me one.
They're charging you for being an ass, for being an idiot, essentially.
No.
The key's like $200 and they're just like.
It shouldn't even be $200.
I bet the
key is $50.
I bet you the key cost 80 cents.
Uh-oh. Oh, maybe.
80 cents.
Maybe.
What type of technology is in the fucking beep beep key? The fuck out of here. That's crazy.
All right, don't go back to conniption again.
I'm having a conniption right now over this.
Don't connect over the beep beep.
Doggy, the beep beep should literally, if I had a guess, to manufacture that little beep beep, it costs less than $4.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
For sure.
Now there's nothing to it.
You're like, the battery's dead. $750, sir.
A fucking iPhone costs $700. This is crazy. This is crazy. Watch, Shannon.
Is it a remote start thingy?
It's not even a remote start.
Wow.
It's not even.
It's just to unlock it.
It's just to unlock it. Remote start was something like crazy.
And that's for.
Yeah.
They were trying to charge something so wild. I was like, I don't need. Now I kind of regret it because I would like to remote start my car in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
But it was. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like. It would have taken the payment up like. It was a wild amount.
If it was a remote start, you'd be calling Florida every day. Can you start it up? I need to leave to go get it.
Doggy, I called the hotel and I sent them a packing slip. An overnight packing slip, and now I'm waiting for them to send it. And now I just called the hotel. I followed up this morning, and I was like, hey, have you guys sent it? I'm trying to be really nice. I'm like, oh, I really need it, you know? And she's like, where is it now? And I was like, Wendy, please.
Oh, no.
Please. She's like, here it is right here. She's like, it's going to go out as soon as the UPS gets here. And I'm like, oh, thank God. She's like, oh, wait a minute. This isn't UPS. This is U.S. Postal Service. I got to call somebody. And I was like, Wendy, please call them. She's like, I will. And I can hear it in her voice. She's just not going to.
No.
She's not going to.
She forgot about it already.
She's going to hang up, take a sip of coffee, and just refresh her fucking brain and not think about it again.
Be sitting on that counter for the next month.
Maybe she's treating it as a teaching moment, you know, where she's like, he ain't going to learn if I just send it back to him.
Oh, also, I would have just gotten the key because renting the car is costing me a few $100. Right? But it's good. It would take 5 days for them to replace the key. What do you do for 5 days? Would you think they'd give me a car?
They'd have to.
No.
Audi?
Yeah, no. Try any. Thank you, guys. Good night. Have a good one.
No, they'd have to give you something, just like a little something.
Would they give me a car? I mean, I'm spending $720 on a key.
It's not their mistake, Louis.
No, dude.
It's not their mistake.
I'd spend a lot of money on this car.
I'll be Audi, you be you. Watch. Go ahead.
What the fuck's going on? $720, you motherfuckers.
Sorry,
I'll rape your mother.
Yeah, I don't think we should help this guy out.
No, that was a problem. As soon as they said $720, well, no, all right, I was already being rude. Because I've learned to be nice when you're trying to. Well, here's the thing with Audi, I've spent a lot of money on my car. And I should say a lot of money, but for me,
it's your third key.
it's just a lot of fucking money for a car. It's a $60,000 car. You know, it's just I feel like when you're, I could buy a $30,000 car and it'll get me there as well, right? So when you're going to a luxury car in a luxury car dealership, I feel like the level of service should be. They should be like, you know what, dude. One key on us. We're going to do it. If you lose your keys, we're going to replace it at least once because it's a lot of money that you're spending on this car. So I assumed, and the people I was with, they're like, dude, it's Audi. Dude, they're just going to replace it. They're going to literally fucking drone a key to your house and just drop it into your lap. It's going to be brand new. That's the type of service they have. Who was I with? Was I with Dylan?
Myers.
I was with Dylan. Little fucking Jew bag Dylan from Florida. And he's like, yeah, dude, trust me. I know people of Audis. They're known for their service. And then when I called Audi, they were like, oh, let's put you on with service. And then they put me on with a guy who was, borderline retarded. I had no idea what he was saying. He had no idea. I lost my key.
There was an echo on the phone.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
What, you a retard? No, you are.
Yeah, it's like the cartoons.
You keep switching ears to do the other voice.
Yeah. So then he put me back to the person that I was initially on that transferred me to him. And then I told the lady, I was like, look, I don't know if you're hiring, and I didn't say retarded. I was trying to temper the attitude. I wanted help still.
Miss, so, has there been an influx of very slow people?
You
know
what
there?
I said was, I was like, are you guys hiring mentally handicapped people in this curve?
Nice.
But that's, I said it like it. The way that I would try to clean up a set for late night television.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
They ran through. They go, we need you to change this.
Yeah, you can't say that. Yeah. You're going to offend somebody. So she was like, what? And I was like, no, never mind. Anyway, can you help me? And then when she got to the point where it was the price, I just lost it. And I was like, what? And I lied. I was like, I buy 2 cars a year. I'm never buying an Audi again. And I hung up the phone on them.
I take it back. They're retards.
I love it.
That's what I meant to say. I buy 2 cars a year. Then drive one of the cars.
Like, she's not going to look this information up.
No, she also didn't care. She's literally hung up the phone and went right back to not giving a fuck about me or my problems.
Yeah, her mind was already blank, so yes, it's fine.
It's over. So I rented a car. And then I call Avis because I can't rent from Enterprise.
Right.
Because of the Coke incident.
Right.
I should get context.
Oh, you have a thing.
That door's okay. Closed now.
All look right. At Sabrina getting all horny now. Well, not like, what that, that. Not what you're thinking.
All right. I'll calm down.
It was, I found Coke in my car.
Okay.
Happens to everybody.
Yeah. I'm like, you found it?
I found Coke in my Enterprise rental. Then I posted about it on social media. They hit me up saying, oh, will you take that down? Because it makes us look bad. And I was like, well, what do you give me? They're like, we'll give you your current rental for free, because I was renting a car because my car was in the shop. So then when they went to go check out, when I returned the car, they tried to charge me a few $100s.
And
I was
like, what?
They were like, no, we can only discount it. And I was like, no, I already took the post down. You said you'd give it to me for free. And then they just played dumb. So then I posted a bunch, and I had like people harassing them. But now they've banned me from Enterprise. I tried to rent a car from Enterprise again. And also I said, I'll never rent from you again, Enterprise. Sure enough, they had a short line at an airport once.
Right,
and I gotta get the fuck out of here, doggy. I'm not waiting on that other one. So,
I don't need you. I need you. Come back.
So I went.
You're not allowed to rent from Enterprise. That hurts.
Come on.
Well, I can't now. So now I tried to rent from Enterprise. They turned me away. You know, of course, then I had a conniption.
Of course.
I had an actual conniption.
I'm out of order. You're out of order.
So this morning I called Avis because I needed to rent a car for 2 days. So I'll be in town for 2 days. And I wanted a luxury car, you know, as you do.
Why not?
You don't have to tell us.
It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the new year. You could do it.
Is that right, what this is? So, I was going to guess what Rosh Hashanah was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's by the way, you're becoming more Jewish as the minutes go by in this episode.
I am a Jewish Karen.
Really, I wouldn't know from this half hour of bitching about everything.
Betching.
Wow.
To the Daily Conniption, the new show. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I must connipt, please. Connipt yourself, please.
I'll get there. I'm not in a hurry.
I've been all day long, though. You don't give a fuck. Let's go. So it's about my zipper's down. Hold on.
Whoa.
Sorry. So anyway, I rented. Then they were like, all right, sure, whatever you want. Yeah, anything, BMW, Lexus, fucking Cadillac. And I was like, cool, all right, let's go. And then they're like, we're just going to, I was like, I'll take the Lexus. Let's go. I like a Lexus. And they were like, we're just going to put you down for the luxury class. You're good. Just come pick it up. And you can pick it up when you get there. I was like, all right. So I get there to an Avis. And it looks, I mean, it looked like a smoke shop on the side of the road. It's just a fucking,
there's
like
people getting haircuts in there.
Dude, there's an old fucking guy behind the counter, and then there's a black dude sitting down for like this older black guy just sitting in there. And I was like, who is he? What does he do? He's not secure. It's an older black guy that looked like he just like buy cigarettes from here and smokes them out front.
Oh, he just keeps that seat warm all day.
He gets Lucy's.
It was crazy. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, hey, what's going on? I was like, you know, I'm supposed to pick up a car. And he looks at my reservation. He's like, luxury?
Oh, get them, guys.
Because we haven't had a luxury car in years.
Wow.
In a southern accent. It was wild. No. And I was like, why would they tell me to come pick up a luxury car here then?
Oh.
He was like, I don't know why they do that. He was like, I didn't do it. And I was like, oh, I'm not blaming you, sir. And he was like, you know, it was like, we can give you a Santa Fe.
luxury. Mini Cooper coming right up.
So I'm driving a fucking Hyundai Santa Fe right now.
Oh, my God. You're like a mom. You're like a soccer mom.
It's terrible. I'm really upset about it. It's, you know, what a day.
So you don't feel luxurious in it?
I feel like a fucking simpleton. I feel like a goddamn simpleton. So that was my morning.
But as a Jew, I'm proud of you for not paying the money and caving in, you know?
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Then he goes, yeah. He was like, actually, the Santa Fe is going to be more expensive than the luxury. No. I shit you not, dude.
Because it's a van.
And then I was like, well, how much is it? Because I mean, if this one, I'm taking a shitty car, I'll just take a shitty car. I was like, I'll just get a fucking, you know, whatever. Give me whatever you're going to give me. So he takes my credit card and my ID, and then I watch him swipe it. And I was like, how much is it? And he goes, and then he gives me a thing, and it's like $530 for 2 days. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I'll take care of it.
Let me just swipe it 3 more times.
I was like, what is happening right now?
If I swipe it backwards, all the money goes back in the account. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Doggy. So I was like, look, it's not a problem, but this is my, like, the Larry David in me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't let it go because, I have the money in the account. He's like, it'll go back on the card 3 days after the rental's over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I asked you how much it was.
Right.
What if I didn't have the money?
Right.
What if that was my groceries for the fucking week? You don't know, so I'm getting like my sob starting to connect. I'm sweating. Yeah.
What if you had $520 in that account?
Yeah, dude. Right. And that was that. But he just like so blasé, so whatever. Whew.
That is ridiculous.
And that's his rent for the month too.
Yeah.
He just swipes it. You're like, how much is it? He goes, whoops, I always do that. I always just charge people and forget.
Beep, 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 beep. Whoops.
I just keep swiping until the red light goes on. Oh, your phone beep, ringing? Beep, 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 oh, that's beep, probably beep, your bank. They're checking fraud.
It's a wild thing, dude. I never dealt with it. I mean, just the whole process is crazy. And I still don't have my keys. I have to call them back to follow up today.
Don't worry. That $3,200 is going to be back in your account by Monday. Thursday the latest.
And then the thing is, like, I'm never going to check to see if that money comes back.
Dude, I just did Atlantic City Comedy Club, and it's in that hotel that's like a million years old.
Yeah,
and you check in, and then there's a thing in there that says if you smoke in the room, they're going to charge you $800.
$800.
And I'm like, if I set fire to 4 rooms, I don't clear $350 in damages. Yeah. $800, insane.
Yeah,
insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we stayed at that hotel, and there was an arcade, and Louis goes, let's go to the arcade. And there was just a homeless guy asleep on one of the machines.
The same guy from the Avis.
Yeah. Ever since his wife died, he just comes in here and sleeps. Nobody knows why.
Lucy's. I'm not being fucking bougie, right? And I'm a little bougie. I am a little bougie.
But I don't think that's being bougie.
I just, if you're paying for something, like I specifically didn't go to Budget Rent-A-Car because Budget's in the name. And I was like, that's not the values that I want.
No, listen, going from an Audi to a Santa Fe, that's like being in movies and then doing porn. You know, it's like, it's a big drop.
But I think.
And he almost went to Budget because he thought that's how you spell bougie. Bougie rent a car.
I've been Googling.
That's a fucking good one, Zach. I got to give it to you.
Bonjour,
Boucher.
That's a fucking hilarious joke, dude.
That theater better be sold out for that show.
That's so fucking funny, dude. I thought it said Boucher. But I think Avis is owned by Budget because when I showed up, it said Avis, and right under there was a Budget sign. And I was like, I didn't go to Budget.
I can't wait for the now I'm banned from Budget story.
I gotta not freak out.
Budget ban.
Avis is owned by Avis Budget Group, of course. Why wouldn't they? Thank you, Shannon.
By the way, there is also a key protection program that you can get at Audi that will cover key replacements up to a certain amount.
How much is it?
It's probably like a wild amount of money.
So it says, hold on. It says
$30 a month.
No, wait, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Shannon, what's your commission in all this when you sell those on this?
That's how I should work on that. But I can't find the price of it. But it will cover up to like one whole replacement up to $800. And it covers you for a year. I don't see the price though.
Okay.
But that's per year. That's where they get you.
Yeah, I've only lost two keys in this past year.
So you should.
Oh, so I guess it would have, yeah.
What about implanting it in your arm or something so you just can't lose it?
They're going to have that one day.
I'm sure.
Just think for your car to go on. How cool would that be?
Be the first rapper to have it.
Cool is a word for it.
You don't think that'd be cool? Just be like, zzz, your car's on?
No.
I saw.
Your juicer starts juicing. It's fucking dope, dude. Everything's like, because it'll be, right? Because like Siri will be in your fucking eye, but behind your eyes, right? Where they'll take out your conniption gland and then they implant a Siri chip and you could just fucking think it. And you'd be like, lights off, lights on, but you don't even got to say it, dude. Fuck,
like a smart house.
Yeah, but yeah, you have a smart brain. How cool would that be? Having a smart brain, Zach?
For once.
Sorry, when I try to set up Zach too obviously, he doesn't take the bait.
Nope. Not fun.
He likes actually hurting my feelings.
Yeah. Zach's like, it's a solo act, Lewis. I'll handle this.
I'll handle the setups at the punchlines here, buddy.
Yeah. It's not me and you. It's me.
Yeah, you keep connecting.
Dude, I fucking got bug bites in Florida, dude. I get eaten by mosquitoes every time I go. And I have like.
Is that when you dropped your keys, when it bit you?
Everything sucks. I hate it. I hate mosquito bites. Anyway, all right, what's going on with this Rosh Hashanah?
No big deal. Just a Jewish New Year, according to the Jews' calendar.
So what year is it according to the Jews' calendar?
Oh, my God. What are we up to?
Because you guys don't 5, go by Jesus.
5,000 and something.
What is it?
You don't 5, go
5,000 something.
5,000 something.
It's pretty wild that we all just go by the year Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's a thing that like everybody just accepts.
It's easy.
It is. But you guys, you have a 5,000-year-old calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been around the block a couple
but
times.
But what do you do to celebrate Rosh Hashanah? And when is Rosh Hashanah? Is it a full week? Is it a night? Is it, like 8 crazy nights, like Hanukkah?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, everything, you
sometimes
know.
You guys have, like holidays that go over the course of time. The Muslims do as well. They have a whole month where they can't eat, right?
Should Sabrina be outside in the tent right now?
Yeah. That's why I'm turning my back to her. I can't make eye contact with her.
Yeah. I can't make eye contact with her either.
No, it's just a night of festivities, right? Like, it doesn't... I don't think it
That was last night?
Like it's two nights, technically.
Hey, for us, it's just we get shit-faced. And then there is no party.
Did you guys celebrate last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, isn't this recorded on Friday?
Oh, wait, that's right.
Today's the first day.
You know, it's a pre-record. Oh, whatever. Whatever. You know what it is. All right, so it's fucking Rosh Hashanah Day, New Year Jew Day.
Yeah.
Jew Year Day.
Jew Year Day.
Hell yeah, don't get myself in front of my stage. Jew Year Day.
You deserve this.
I like it. I'm here, baby boys. Okay? I'm here. So, you guys, what'd you do last night to celebrate?
I just called my pops, you know, talked to him. He's back at home, and you know, that's really every Jewish holiday is just to get together with your folks and listen to them bitch and be disappointed. And
so you celebrated by calling your father.
Yeah, what am I going to do? I'm out here in New York. I'm surrounded by Jews.
Dude, it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, no, I'll do that
tonight.
Get
some blow, get some fucking, some ladies together.
Oh, yeah.
Have some fun. Yeah.
Nothing says party like me and a bunch of Jew ladies hanging out.
I'll come. I'll wear a skirt, like a long one.
Yeah, Sabrina, what'd you do last night to celebrate?
I went to actually Shannon's producer for The Thing Is, Rebecca Kaplan's house for Rosh Hashanah.
Wow, yeah. For Rosh Hashanah, and you
Rosh
guys.
I was the fifth wheel.
Really?
It was her parents, and then my producer for my podcast, who was her boyfriend, and then I was there.
Okay, well, that's kind of nice, though.
It was really nice. Sweet.
Did you guys have a threesome?
Unfortunately not.
New Year's threesome? How cool would that be?
That would have been fun. I feel right. Like it's like Lewis's how do you start the year off? Just sets it for the rest of it, right? Right.
So, but do you guys
apparently not having a threesome with two autistic people.
Do you guys...
Bummer.
Do you have to apologize to people? Is that something that I heard?
No, that's in a week. That's
a week from now.
Yeah, that's Yom Kippur.
Oh, there's another one coming up.
Yep, that's Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. All right, real quick, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being supportive of so much of the things that we do here at the Gas Digital World. Obviously, the marquee sponsors for Skankfest and a bunch of shows here on the network. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo.
guys, the price of everything's been going up. Your gas, your rent, your groceries. You know what's not going up? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. Stop going to gas stations, bodegas, and smoke shops for your Kratom when you get a full kilo delivered to your gosh darn door for just 60 buckarooskies.
Yeah, right now, go to YoKratom.com. They got the best possible prices on Kratom in the world. So if you're over the age of 21, go there now and grab yourself a kilo of Kratom for 60 bucks. All right, where were we?
Well, we're like Costco. We try to bulk the holidays together.
I see. So what are you doing Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement.
It's a great diet for like 25 hours.
You can't eat anything.
You don't eat. You don't drink.
You're not supposed to. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I mean, yeah, you can. Yeah.
That's what Catholicism rules, dude. You got one day a year where you can't eat meat.
But the cool thing about Yom Kippur is you could do all this dirty shit all year long. And then if you just don't eat Yom Kippur, it's all atoned. It's all wiped clean.
So you could be a bad Jew all year long.
Be a serial killer.
No, stop.
You could be a serial killer. Stop it. And then you go, you know what? No sandwich for me today. And then the next day, you're not a serial. You're a good dude.
Have to do a bunch of shit during the day you're not eating, or you can just kind of like stay in bed and cheat it?
Well, you're supposed to.
Zach's just crying.
I'm just saying, if I don't have to get out of bed, I can justify it.
Yeah, just take a fucking sleeping pill.
Yeah.
I've done that before. I've definitely taken a NyQuil.
Does heroin count as food? Is what I'm asking.
Can you take drugs on Yom Kippur?
I have to. I don't know.
You smoke weed?
I do.
That's what I smoke weed, but I'm like, probably shouldn't.
It's not good when you're trying to fast for 24 hours.
When I was younger, I didn't really believe in God, but I had like in my mind, like, all right, there's a 1% chance God's real. Like when I was younger, like right. when I was like 12, 13, right? And I remember I wouldn't jerk off on like Christmas or Easter because I was like, if God's real, this is extremely disrespectful. Sure. Like I'm just beating my dick on Christmas morning, like as he's watching me. Because they tell you as a Catholic, like God's like always watching, like everything. He's always thinking. I remember being like 6 years old, 7 years old, and questioning if God's real, like in my head. And then being like, oh shit, he can hear me right now. And being like, oh fuck, dude, I'm going to burn in hell because I'm having this thought. It was crazy. It was like gaslighting a child.
Like you were a businessman as a kid, because in your head you're going, when he unfurls this list of shit that I've done in my life, I'm gonna have a clause, an out clause, which is gonna be, but hey, I never jerked off on Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
I believe in you that much.
What a weird rule, though. Like, hey, did you jerk off on my birthday?
Right.
It's God.
I think that's nice.
You gotta admit that you ain't shit. And he's the fucking...
You just think God's a dude, and he's be like, look, dude, any other day, my birthday, that's gay, dude. You can't do that.
Dude, that was a great Kurt Metzger joke. He's like, some people say God's a woman. He's like, I think he's a woman. He's like, come on, you have to worship her. You have to give up your entire Sunday for her horse shit.
It's a genius.
Yeah, dude. What else? So Rosh Hashanah, that's New Year, that's that. But Yom Kippur is kind of more interesting.
Yeah.
You have to...
Rosh Hashanah is the opening act.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right? a fun
Yom
one.
Kippur, and then you have to call people specifically. Because people, Shannon, what'd you say? People are being shamed for not being real Jews because they're trying to do it via social media?
Yeah, there's a... You can share this, but people are tweeting or posting on Instagram, forgive me at all. Sorry, everyone. #atone. And then rabbis are saying that this is like, yeah, they're cheating, that you have to actually speak to people and give your, ask for forgiveness.
Sabrina says, no, she rolls her eyes. Her father is like, yes, of course.
He's rolling in his grave.
Is your dad dead?
He is dead. Yeah, he passed away almost 10 years ago.
Okay, thank God. It was a long time ago, so it's funny.
Yeah. So it's good. Not good, but it's like,
recent.
Not good.
We got to all like pretend we're sad for you, but 10 years ago, you're like,
it's fine. We're good. Like, yeah, we can talk about it. He was just older. He was 20 years older than my mom. He had a lot of like heart issues.
She fucked him to death.
Babies. Yeah, that was it.
He saw that rap. He's like, oh no, this is going to be trouble.
See, he died of old age?
He was older and he had
died of old age. That's crazy.
Well, no, he had like congestive. I'm 26.
Yeah.
He had congestive heart failure. He had diabetes. He was like a smoker for 40 years. He had a fuck ton of problems.
How old was he when he died?
He was like 72, I believe.
Well, yeah, old dad. Yeah,
he was older. Yes,
that's crazy.
No. He was 76. Excuse me.
Oh Jesus.
He was 60 when I was born.
It's getting worse.
And so your mom was 40.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow, you're old cum.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that wild? I was the last one. I'm the baby.
Yeah, you really dodged being a retard.
I know. You know, they actually, my mom went to get testing, and my grandfather.
They should have. Are you fucking crazy?
I know. Yes. And my grandfather,
it's
he was like.
It's a sin to have you born into this world. I would have been nervous if you have a fucking arm growing out of your head.
They called her a geriatric pregnancy. Yeah. And then my grandfather.
Anything over 30, I think, is
geriatric. I'm pretty sure, yeah. And then my grandfather was like, you have to go get it tested to like see if she's retarded or anything. Yeah. And then my mom's like, well, I'm still going to keep her, anyway. If anything. I know. Isn't that sweet of her? That was really good.
Yeah. Ma'am, you're pregnant. I'm sorry. What's that now?
Oh, my hip.
Ow.
Yeah.
Did I sit on something?
Yeah. Not as good. So yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy having an old pops. So he was like, just like you only remember like this old guy.
I mean, he passed away when I was 16. It's not like I don't remember him at all. But yeah, he's older. Yeah, like totally different than like all of my half brothers are older. Like one of them's the same age as my mom. The other one's a couple years younger.
Oh, because he had another marriage.
Yeah, my dad was married 3 times.
Oh, nice. Yeah, your dad's got some dough. To be able to be divorced that many times.
Oh, yeah. Because
if you get divorced once and you see what it does to you financially, you're like, that's it. I'm never getting married again. Yeah. I'm never getting divorced again. I need to protect this for my future because it's crazy. And then to do it again, be like, yeah, we're just going to cut this in half again, doggy. Why not? Let's go. Let's roll. How much money? Yeah, dude, Sabrina's dad had some cash.
Yeah. Well, I did know. I did know the Audi key was going to be expensive.
Yeah, she did know that. Yeah. Yeah. You could tell Sabrina comes for money.
Yeah. That's that's buying.
I'm not. That's hot, right?
Buying a car and the cup holders fill up, and you go, you just walk away. You go, I'll just buy a new car. Like, that's the type of money you get.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, do you count that as atonement? Can people should they be able to go on social media and atone?
I used to do it when I was like 14. So these people are probably a little old for this.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. You know, do whatever you want.
Do you do that? Do you guys atone?
I haven't done it in years. Last time I did the fasting thing, the atoning thing, I was living in Vegas and I was doing it with a friend of mine. And at some point we had, probably because we were delirious from not eating, we go, let's go out and wash our cars, kill some time, you know, wash them in the driveway. It's Vegas. It's 114 degrees.
You haven't eaten anything.
I'm outside with no food in my set.
You're also Jewish.
Yeah. And I'm in a hot bikini and I'm washing the car. And the next thing you know, I just wake up on his couch and he's like, dude, you passed out in the driveway. You fucking slammed your head. And I'm like, I'm never doing this stupid shit again. Yeah. Yom Kippur almost killed me.
Do you do the Yom Kippur thing?
Yeah, I do. But this year, I'm definitely going to fast. Because again, the diet, great. Nice. But
she can take pictures the next morning.
Yeah. Oh, right. That night, it's done. It's over. And then I don't know. I don't think I have anyone to apologize to.
Nobody.
For the past year.
Nobody. Stop it. There's nobody that you've wronged. There's nobody that you've. You're a girl. There has to be. There has to be like a laundry list of people that you've hurt.
No, not that I regret. No, but not that thread. I regret. Not that I regret. Not that I want to atone.
I'm gonna atone. Okay. I'm gonna celebrate Yom Kippur this year, and I'm gonna fast, and I'm going to atone. I will.
Who do you think you need to atone to?
Enterprise. Hey,
Who do you think I should atone to?
I don't know. Who do you feel bad? I don't think.
Do you have to feel bad about her, or is just somebody, some retard that think I hurt her?
I apologize.
You could apologize to the retards, yeah.
Hey, retard, sorry that I hurt your fucking dumb feelings.
If you understand what I'm saying, sorry.
If you're not too mentally handicapped.
Remember that, dude? As a kid, that like, dude, doing a retard arm was so fucking funny, dude. And like nobody, like literally for years, like that was like a thing we do in like an elementary school. Be like,
I remember when you ran with retard arms.
Yeah, dude. Nobody can do this. Nobody can touch their. This is a prank you do. Be like, it's impossible to bite your left shoulder while touching your pinky, your right pinky to your right thumb. And be like, give it a try. Retard. Everyone laughs.
Kids are so dumb. You're like. You name the most red. You can't do this, and then they're like, "Let me put that to its test."
And then remember when the president just did that in the middle of a speech, making fun of a guy that had like a wonky arm?
That's what I knew. That's my president.
Yeah, dude, that ruled.
That was funny
for sure.
That was the best. So, other Jewish stories: anti-Semitic attacks on Rosh Hashanah target U.S. Jewish college students. Shannon, is this true? I don't believe it.
So, well, it's on the...
The Jew Run Media is making things up again.
The website it's on is the Jerusalem Post.
Of course.
It's a very reputable source.
This is the flyer that they posted on the outside of a Jewish fraternity.
Can they get a better graphic designer? Every single aspect of the COVID agenda is Jewish. This is true. Let me see.
So it's listing the CDC director, deputy director. It's just like all these people.
Jewish.
It's like a Kanye West post.
Yeah. This is like Dave Smith's fucking running platform.
His manifesto.
Yeah, but he's like, no, but my grandpa died in the Holocaust. So BlackRock and Vanguard are the two largest shareholders, both of Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline. Okay. Sure. All right.
That's grasping at straws. Just like, wow, Jews are doctors?
Yeah, right. Jews are...
Doctors and successful business people?
America has a serious problem with the evangelical Christians pretending to be Jews. I pretended to be Jewish one time. One time in Union Square, there was all of these Jews... And they were in a thing called a mitzvah tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Driving around in the car trying to get Jews to put on tefillin.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, hey, you, are you Jewish? Yeah. And I was with my buddies that were selling comedy club tickets on the street. I was like 20 years old. And I was like, watch this. I was like, yes, I am.
Oh, boy. Biggest mistake.
Get ready to be impressed.
Yeah, dude. Then they bring me in this tank. They wrap my arm in a fucking leather strap. I thought they were going to shoot me up with heroin. I was like, this rules. Let's go. And then they were like, and I was like,
right.
And then I walked out and I fucking.
Then they hand you a bill.
$15,000 in my bank account. Yeah. It was bizarre.
Welcome to the team.
I feel like it's that Curb episode when he's going to the ski lift.
Is that. Dude, I find myself in Larry David situations very, and I don't really watch Curb. I watch like a season of it, but people are like, oh, did that happen in Curb? Like I want to be a car salesman, and apparently Larry David at one point went back and just became a car salesman just because he wanted to be a car salesman. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be a car salesman.
He'd be great.
And I wouldn't charge people $720 for their fucking keys. I would work it out with my dealership that we hook them up with a free key if they lose their key.
What if they were really ugly or retarded?
I am.
Check and check.
Yeah, so thank you.
Now, I had one of those guys when I was going to lunch one day when I was working for the show, and he just yells from the street, are you a Jew? Like that. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? He goes, you wearing your tefillin? I said, no, I'm good. Oh, no, I can put it on you. And I start walking away, and he grabs my arm.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, you know, I'm going to get a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I'm not the one.
Yeah,
you know?
Not the one.
Not the one. I like my meat and cheese together.
But when you put on tefillin, is that some sort of commitment to being a Jew? What is that even? I don't even know what it is.
What's that? It's a little box with a prayer in it, right?
Yeah, like it wraps around your arm so and everything, and then it gets you like closer to God.
Want to pretend you're Predator from the movie? Wrap this around your arm.
It gets you closer to God, but do you have to do anything beyond saying the prayer? It's just a prayer.
I'm pretty sure. I don't. You know, as a woman, like they don't.
You guys,
they don't look at me. Right.
They don't let you guys go in the mitzvah tank.
No, I'm not in the mitzvah tank.
Get out of town.
I think I walked in one time, and
that was the bang bus.
But they had the same couches, and it was interesting. I don't remember it being anything but not fun.
Yeah, it's a fucking, like a horse carriage for the thing they transport horses in.
Yeah,
and then they fucking put a couple Stars of David's on the wall.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah. They just like to cruise town and remind everybody how annoying we can be.
Yeah.
As Jews.
You'd think that they would just like, they just make it cooler. I said this about Catholicism as well, because I went to visit the Vatican and everything was so cool. The stories were incredible. Like our tour guide, you know, had he spoke English as a second language. There was obviously a language barrier, but he told these amazing, colorful fucking stories, and they were so interesting. And if they had told it that way when I was a kid, they could have probably got me to be engaged with religion, because the stories were fucking incredible. The story of Jesus and his 12 apostles and sort of how, you know, they came to Rome, and like, it's really, really fucking cool. And it's a very, you know, colorful tale and everything. But they just really want to make it boring as fuck, dude. And I see that with like Orthodox Jews. It's like, guys, like, let's update the style. Okay. I mean, just whatever. Sure, wear a costume, but make it a cooler costume. Who wants to wear these fucking dumb, long, hot-ass robes and fucking
big long silly Jew hats. Curls.
I mean, it's hot on you, but it's not like, it's not.
Yeah, you know. Just not two thing. Curls is not hot.
It's crazy. It's yeah. a crazy thing.
Yeah, it's just not. You must be like so hot too in the whole outfit.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a hot Hasidic Jew? Have you ever seen yes. one being like, that guy's fucking hot?
Yes.
I want to suck his fucking smelly dick.
I have hooked up with Hasidic Jews.
No way.
Yes.
Get out of town.
Yes. They fuck like crazy.
No
They're
way.
Fucking freaks.
No
and I
way.
Have friends who are, what's a nice way to say like a prostitute these days?
A sex
worker. I have friends who are sex workers.
Fatherless?
And no. No. And yeah, they always
your friends that are sex
who,
workers.
Yeah, I feel like you know them too.
Yeah, they're always
I
comedians. Feel like it's, there's some hooker ass comedians yeah. that are out there that are just out there selling their bodies.
You, hey man, yeah. blowjob's still a job. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Let's go. I got no problem with it.
Sure.
Yeah, no, all I the mean, dominatrixes it's... I know also say the Hasid's fucking.
Yeah, they're crazy about that.
So
yeah,
you
yeah.
fucked more than one Hasid.
Yeah, I can think of one off the top
She's
of my
a
head.
Fucking savage. She's yeah. out there.
Yeah, I think of this. Yeah, this there's two.
Two Hasids, and they were great in bed.
They were great in bed.
Wow.
They were fucking freaks.
And they had the beards and the Jew curls.
No. So there's levels to it. Like, right. the longer it is, the more religious you are.
And really? The smellier so, you usually are, too.
Yeah, like, they don't wash their dick. They don't, no, I would not hook up with, like, one of those.
So, well, hold on.
Extreme.
So they're just like a
like
yarmulke with some
they're like
whiskers.
They're like counselors in training. Lewis, they're not,
they got CITs, it, but they're not yeah. wearing the fucking top hat. It's yarmulke.
You don't.
And...
Sometimes you don't like the top hat is like the highest. They probably wouldn't even look at me. Those people,
yeah.
like they would definitely think, or they would if they did think I was a sex worker.
Yeah,
but that's about it. But they're very secretive with that too because they cheat on their wives. Yeah. So many of them.
It's yeah, but they thing. Walk around in like white button-up shirts, slacks.
Yeah,
yarmulke, casual,
or like the hats. It's whatever's like closer because the yarmulke represents getting like closer to God, but
right.
like then the box on top of that is like, oh, you're even higher up,
right?
Yeah, it's just levels.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
So you fucked a low level hussy.
Yes,
very very low level.
Yes,
interesting. Like a blue belt.
Sure. Yeah. 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 I'm like, what are the belts called?
I remember when I was a little kid, my mom was very anti-Semitic, and we were driving through Muncie, New York, which has the largest population of Hasids in the world. And I remember I was maybe like 12, 11, right? And I saw this girl who was maybe 12 or 11. She was just beautiful. She looked like an angel, and she was a little Hasidic Jew. We made eye contact, and I was in the car, and she looked at me. We had a moment. I was like, we were sort of meant to be together, and she's fucking. Probably got 19 babies right now wearing a wig, old fat Jewish lady.
She's got a babushka on her head.
Yeah, dude, poor girl.
Yeah.
Poor
yeah,
gal.
Broken vagina.
I could have fucking changed that girl's life.
I remember because I was born in Israel, and I remember going to visit once we left Israel and moved to the States. But I remember going back to visit and flying on El Al, the Israeli airline. And we were sitting, this is back when they had smoking section. My mom, traveled with my mom, and she's a smoker. And so she's back there smoking. And the Hasids, when the sun is rising, they go over to the back door where the window is. And they all start praying and they start davening where they rock back and forth. And one of them made the mistake of like tapping my mom on the shoulder. And he goes, when we are davening, don't smoke. And my mom is like, just snaps in an instant. She goes, I pay for these seats. This is smoking section. Now I will smoke twice as much. And she would literally take a drag from the cigarette and bend over the seat and blow it at the Hasids. Like, fuck you, you motherfuckers.
Wow.
Yeah. We never had good relationships with them,
yeah.
me and my family.
It's just a mysterious culture. Like, I don't really.
They're very abrasive. Yeah. They're just, there's no.
It's the weirdness of Amish mixed with the annoyingness of Jews.
Yeah. It's an insane combination. You are so right.
Yeah, I thought your story would be more like your mom saw you looking at the girl and was like, no, no, no.
No,
like,
no. My mom was dozing off on heroin.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nice. So, perfect.
Yeah, she knew what she was talking about, though, when she was awake.
My mom did have some astute observations, and she did, here's the thing, she did really have a thing with the Jews, so much so that in my mind, like, it's definitely like, all right, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's got to be, she wasn't wrong completely. There's something about what she was saying. I don't know exactly what it was. She wasn't 100% right.
It's somebody gives you a ton of details at a story, you go, this can't be a lie. They know yeah, way right. too much. I mean, he knew what time
like,
it
she was.
She was
so passionate about it that I was like, I mean, she knew something that I didn't see, obviously. I think you guys are great.
Lewis is like, maybe they do control the weather. I think she's on to something.
I don't know, man.
What were we saying before about them having contemptuous relationships with sex workers? I think maybe somebody tried to haggle mom down.
I think my mom was cheap. Let's go to a toit or noit. It's been a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, time for another toit or noit.
Toit or noit.
All right, let's see. We have another Toit or Noit candidate, Shannon.
Yeah, so
who is this person?
I actually just have the Instagram page. This was sent by a fan. They DM'd it to me, and it works. Her name is Sherry Louise. She's an Instagram model.
Wait, from Lamb Chop?
When she was a young child.
That is the name, right?
It was Sherry. Sherry Lewis. Yeah.
Sherry Lewis?
Yeah,
Sherry
Lewis. So when this girl was a child, she had a type of bone cancer. And so she had to have one of her legs and part of her pelvis amputated.
Ew.
And so she felt really shitty about herself for a long time. And then she saw another amputee model. And so she decided to start modeling. So
they're going to say they make one whole person.
Here's one picture.
Okay. Toy. Also, like, easy access. Wait, how old is she, Shannon? She looks young.
Yeah, she's 22, I believe. Okay.
There you know, be a much better first name for her? Eileen.
Yeah, she's pretty toit.
And it's also...
Face is a little...
A little horsey.
A little weathered.
Yeah.
It's also because it's...
Oh, let's see that in the black lingerie. Nope, before that one. There we go. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And since it's part of her pelvis missing, she's not able to be fitted for a prosthetic, so she has to use the walker thingies.
Oh, wow.
It's like if you're banging her and you put her leg on your shoulder, she just starts turning in circles.
She's pretty toyed.
Okay, so my question is, because there's no from behind, is she missing part of her ass?
Oh, she's missing one
great
ass cheek?
Question. Oh,
let's see.
Because you notice there's no...
But that's the good side.
That's the good side.
That's the good side. It's fucked up.
It looks like, yeah, I don't know.
When she takes a shit, it always veers to the right.
It's a mystery.
If it's a mystery, then we know the answer.
Yeah. You know what? She's pretty cute. When she's done up, she's
great. Great to tell joke is he's like, if you want to know the shortest way to anywhere, ask a one-legged man. Is that what it is? Maybe I butchered it. That's fine. Yeah, she's cute. Fine. She got two heads. Ah! Come on, folks. Two heads.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
Yeah, she's cute, dude. She's better looking than me or you, Zach. I'll give you that much. You know?
Listen, if you're talking to her on the phone and she goes, I'm missing a part of my pelvis, you're going, this isn't going to be good. And then you meet up and she hops in. You're like, okay.
She literally hops in.
Literally. That's what I meant. Falls down.
All right, let's see. We got... Let's go. These antidepressants have a weird side effect on a 30-year-old man. Shannon, give us some information about this story.
Okay, so he was prescribed antidepressants and started taking them and then realized he had a bizarre reaction. And that bizarre reaction is his skin turned black. You can share this picture. It's hard to really see it, but you can see here. So it started with his ears and his hands. First, they started to turn like a grayish blue and then this like darker color. And his ears, his face... And I can show you a video of him talking about it.
He thought he was depressed before.
I was going to say, he's never been happy.
A little update on what exactly is going on. Yeah.
He also just still has the features of a dorky white guy.
I know. It'd be funny if he just involuntarily starts pop-locking and breakdancing.
Yeah, keep on going, Shannon.
What's going on?
There was an ad, I think.
I don't know where that music is coming from.
As far as health-wise, the doctors say I'm healthy except for my ACTH levels.
He's like, I got diabetes.
You got the sugars. Sickle cell.
The other side effects from it. I do go see a dermatologist
I bet.
This Wednesday, and I will.
And I robbed the motherfucker. So I showed up and I robbed that motherfucker and I took his computer. What is going on with this ad?
It's whenever I hit pause, it's just doing it.
Okay, so, go ahead.
I want you to see where he shows his belly.
No,
I
said before. Guys.
She's like, his dick is not any bigger, just so you know. I know what everyone's thinking, like, oh, lucky me. No, actually not lucky me.
This is a joke.
My credit score dropped.
It's like, look at that. That is crazy. And like our faces, like, look at the difference.
Wow, love is
and
love.
And he's got like...
Oh,
see,
damn
like,
it.
I'm like the same color as his belly almost. I'm a little bit darker, but now do yours. That's the difference.
Like I said before, I appreciate everybody. That's really.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, damn it. It's hilarious that music comes in every time we pause it. Crazy, baby.
I like that he had to go to a doctor. The doctor's looking at him going, no, you're fine. You're in perfect health.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. I just thought turning gray.
What's the
Doc,
problem?
I keep seeing myself in the mirror and trying to shoot myself in the middle of the night.
I got pulled over 4 times on the way to see it.
So they don't know what's causing it. The doctors say it's a mystery, but after they posted they started posting about it on TikTok, and a couple of other people reached out to them that they had a similar thing. So they're comparing and trying to figure out like what they have in common that's leading them to have this reaction.
Mental illness.
They should start a gang. All those people with the side effects.
Yeah. What would you do if you started turning black, Sabrina?
I don't know.
By the way, I watched all the honest answers run through her mind just now.
Diversity showcases.
No, definitely the last, probably the last thing I would do.
Yeah.
Hump a stool is first.
You know what? The fans in the Racist Live
Chat.
Stop
showing up to my spots all the time.
The fans in the Racist Live Chat. We could deep fake Sabrina with black skin. That would be great. I would love to see that. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. I mean, I went to, because this is a very Jewy episode.
This is very Jewy.
I went to the Dead Sea and I put on mud. So I guess that's, you know.
It's Jewish blackface. Yeah.
Jewish blackface. Yeah.
Yeah. We did on Legion of Skanks. We did those charcoal facials.
Yeah.
Oh, those are great.
And it looked like blackface. In retrospect, like, you know what? I understand how that kind of looked like we were doing blackface, but we were not. We were doing charcoal facials.
Yeah, I have a charcoal mask at home. And,
do you?
And it just... does. It really does kind of look.
Yeah.
Suspicious.
Nobody really posts their charcoal facial pictures.
They don't. Everyone does them. Nobody wants to post them.
You should do that for Yom Kippur. Post your atonement with the charcoal mask on, singing "Mammy."
I don't wanna take your thunder.
So Shannon, what happened with this woman who killed thought she was killing a wolf? This is interesting.
Okay, so this woman, she was planning to go out to hunt for bear. She's 36 years old in Montana. And then while she was out hunting, she claims that this wolf pup was growling.
Oh, it was a puppy.
So a wolf puppy is what she believed it to be. And so she...
Well, that's crazy. Puppies can't hurt you.
Yeah, you take them out when they're young. The way they don't come back and kill you.
So, so she claimed it was growling, howling, even though I don't know howling is, it's not really aggressive, but so she killed it and skinned it and then posted pictures on social media to...
First of all, where'd she get silver bullets?
That's good.
Oh, she shoots it and it turns into back into an adult thing.
Breathing, he's naked. Baby.
So here's the picture.
Kill me!
This is the picture she posted. And so people started responding to the post, and they're like, that's not a wolf puppy. That's a Siberian dog.
Husky. It's a Siberian husky.
Yeah. And so
she just killed somebody's dog.
Yeah. And skinned it.
Yep.
And skinned it.
But she's defending.
She wears this dog's head as a hat now.
I saw this story. I don't want to say how it ends.
Well, how does it end? I mean, what else happens?
She makes it into a rug.
She does? Oh, she has it as a rug in her house?
I don't know. It didn't say that. It said the rug in the back of the car. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's just skinning it, I think. I don't know if she's going to. This is the picture here.
Oh, wow.
Still has a collar around it.
Muffins.
If you find me, please call.
She's like,
it has the chip.
It was trying to kill me. It was growling like it was hungry. I mean, like it wanted to hurt me.
So what they discovered afterwards, not to be on her side at all about this, but apparently there were 12 huskies that were just released deep into the woods, and they discovered that they were sick with some like papilloma something virus.
HPV.
HPV, the human papilloma virus.
Slut ass huskies. I'm doing HPV to a few huskies.
They fucked a comic in the early 2000s.
Hold on, I'll find it in a second. But and so it seems like the dog was sick. It may have been parvovirus.
Good job, Shannon.
Parvovirus.
What sounded out, kid?
You know, Shannon's had her fucking pussy scraped. She got papilloma on the mind.
You don't. So yeah, that's it. She's defending it.
She's defending it. Yeah. She's like, fuck that.
She's like, it's a dog, sure, and I made a mistake, but also I would do it again.
Wow.
Because she said it was being aggressive towards her.
I have no problem with that. Somebody in the Facebook group...
I saw this.
...posted, because I've been so vocal against pit bulls.
Yeah.
And I stand by this. But, you know, what do you want me to say? I'm not actually saying you should kill pit bulls. I just said that I think you should have a very special license. You should not be able to have a criminal record.
Right.
You should not be able to... You should have to take a specific course, you know, whatever, a six-hour course to, like, learn how to deal with an aggressive dog, specific techniques. Because these dogs, you know, they have it in their DNA to kill other animals. They have it. They just... You have to train that out of them.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know how... You know, you don't know the history, especially if it's a rescue. Everyone's like, oh, get a rescue. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes on there, and kids get hurt and maimed, animals are getting killed. It's fucking crazy. So that's all I said. And people that are dog fucking lovers, they freak out. Pitbull lovers are like, no, dude, it's like gun people. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with gun people. They're like, no, well, there should be some regulations, right? You know, I'm not saying like get rid of everyone's guns. I'm saying let's just make it a little harder for crazy or violent people to get them. That's not a crazy thing. And then you get like hardcore gun nuts that are like, nope, no rules.
Yeah.
You got to be able to go in when you're 7 years old and learn how to use a gun. And you see that. And people that are dog people, they're fucking nuts about it. So simple as that. But so somebody in the Facebook group posted, I guess, that he had a beagle. And two pit bulls jumped his fence and just tore his beagle apart.
Oh, wow.
And then it was pretty funny, though. He was like, I just came here. Can you guys make me laugh? And then everyone's just making jokes about his dead dog, which was hilarious. But, you know, that's how we deal with tragedy here in the Legion of Skanks universe, right? In Guest Digital universe. But, yeah, I feel bad for that guy. He had his dog killed by two fucking raging pit bulls.
There was another video recently of, like, a Home Depot or something, and somebody had a big, like, scary dog off leash, and it ripped apart some lady's little dog. Like, it looked like when a dog tears apart a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just consistency-wise, you have a lot more stories of pit bulls than most breed of dogs turning on owners.
Don't chihuahuas fuck kids up, too?
Yeah, they don't have the ability to murder.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just not murder machines.
They can't murder, like, you you know, pit
bulls. It's tickling, the bites. They tickle you.
Pit bulls are just fucking, you know, they can fucking actually fuck you up, and that's the problem. You know, and by the way, it's not like it's kind of, if you step back from it, right? You're like, all right, if a pit bull kills a chihuahua, like it is just nature sort of happening, and we are interfering with it, right? Mm, so right. It's like I'm not like I do Nature's Metal. We talk about that specific Instagram page all the time. I love Nature's Metal. It's
beautiful,
one of the best ones.
Yeah.
So I've been pretty desensitized to innocent animals being murdered by giant ravenous beasts. But I just feel like the kids thing is really the issue for me. You know, it's a great follow on Instagram and on Twitter. Really on Twitter, I follow it. I just sort of follow it on Instagram. But it's called Dudes Posting W's.
Oh.
So there's women posting L's.
I follow
which
that.
Is an hilarious. Incredible one. Dude, pull up women posting L's on Twitter.
Ooh.
And then some guy made Dude Posting W's. So women posting L's is just typically it'll be a woman being like, just got home, found out my boyfriend's been cheating on me with my best friend for the past 2 years, and he just cleaned out our bank account. And then they post it, and it's like, yeah, women posted L's. Like, why would you post that? You look like an asshole.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the crux of what that is, right? When your friend finds your husband's Bumble profile, and it's a picture of him from our wedding day.
Oh, that's hilarious. I think I matched with that guy. Cool.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, this is all women posting L's. It's a lot of like.
So it's fucking stupid. So it's pretty much like we're dating the same guy NYC on Facebook.
Yeah, wife divorces husband after he gets ugly tattoo of her knotted out on Xanax.
That's the best thing ever.
That's dude, love.
It's so funny. It's so funny, right? So whatever. So anyway, this is like the one side of the coin. Women right. posting else, which I love, right? And this guy gets a lot of shit. Like people fucking, he doesn't get as much shit as libs of TikTok, but he like women come after him being like, you fucking piece of shit, dude. He's great, right? So women posting else. Men posting W's though, it's less funny and more just feel good stories of men being great dudes.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a contingency of dudes online that are unapologetic about being dudes, and it rules. Because good dudes, honestly, make the fucking world go round. What do you want me to say, Sabrina?
You know, we legitimately do.
Like, I'm not saying like, yeah, I get there's piece of shit people out there, but it's like good dudes need to be celebrated more, and they're not really in the media. Being a good man isn't something that anybody really wants to fucking even spend any time celebrating. There's no push to fucking celebrate, and men do a lot of fucking great shit. So I saw this one story. We'll end the show on this because I thought it was a feel good story. It literally made me fucking cry as I watched it. But I think it's also kind of funny in its own way. So, again, play this. I posted it to my Instagram as well, but you guys should go follow men posting W's or dudes posting their W's.
Thank you.
Make it full screen,
Shannon.
Good
morning, sir. Good morning, Judge.
It won't let me.
Mr. Coelho, you are charged with a school zone violation.
Beg pardon?
You are charged with a school zone violation, right. Which means that you were exceeding the speed limit in a school zone.
I don't drive that fast, Judge. I'm 96 years old, and I drive slowly, and I only drive when I have to. I was going to the blood work for my boy. He's handicapped.
You were taking your son to the doctor's office?
Yeah. I take him for blood work.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 weeks, because he's got cancer.
You are a good man. You are a good man. You are you really are what America is all about. Here you are in your 90s, and you're still taking care of your family. That's just a wonderful thing for you. Well, how old is your son?
12. 63.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And you still, Daddy's still taking care of
him. My daughter's name is Sabrina Piper.
We just had her a few years ago.
And we still have more money than all of you combined here.
I mean, he did have old cum as well. That's why he has a handicapped child.
Yeah. You see that young man over there? That's my son. Now, he's looking at me saying, Dad, when you're in your 90s, you're going to be driving me around. You're setting a bad example for my kid.
No.
You're putting a lot
this
of pressure
delirious.
On me.
Yeah. No, please. Please.
Oh, throw the book at him.
Don't kill me, Your Honor. Please. Please. Please don't behead me.
We're going to give him 2 weeks to life.
In 1941, I killed a young black teenager. Fine. Fine, I'll say it. He was looking at my girlfriend.
He whistled.
This guy is just racist, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 96 years old. There's no way he doesn't have the most hateful thoughts in the world.
He's got cancer. He's 63, white and beautiful.
My white boy has cancer. Judge?
He's my white pride, if you know what I mean. Good. Listen, sir, I wish you all the best. I wish the best for your son. And I wish you good health.
He's dying, Judge.
The case is dismissed.
Your wishes aren't doing anything.
Be great. Like,
while I'm here, my jigaboo nurse is stealing from me.
I know she is.
I put an X on a $20 bill. Check her pockets now.
I put a hair in between my door crack, and it wasn't there.
I put a hearing aid battery inside my change purse.
Fuck, dude, he's racist.
So is.
I make her clap while she does my laundry so I know she's not going through my pockets.
Get her in here. Oh, fuck. What a great show. Thank you guys for doing the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Louis, before we end, do you want to do the Ellis? Do you want to talk about the Ellis Mania thing?
Oh, yes. We need more fighters for Ellis. Ellis Mania at Skankfest. All right, look, if you guys want to take a part in Skankfest, maybe you don't have tickets yet. This could be your ticket into Skankfest because we are looking for fighters to represent Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and Team Rattlesnake against Team Ellis. I think we're going to be picking three people. If you're already at Skankfest, that's a plus. Yeah. Okay? Trust me. But if, listen to me, if you you're good and you guys want to do it, I'm not looking for fucking fighters that are monsters, right? It's going to be boxing. We're going to do some silly stuff, some fun stuff. If you're at Skankfest, or if you're not at Skankfest, maybe we can get you guys a ticket to come to Skankfest. Either way, send us a... I need the
instructions. It's at the bottom page underneath the notebook. There should be three pages. It's underneath.
Oh, I got it. Got it. What you got to do is shoot an email to ellisskank22@gmail.com. ellisskank22@gmail.com and cclegionofskanks@gmail.com as well. It's going to be a video with you saying your age, your height, your weight. No longer than 3 minutes. You should be shadow boxing or hitting a heavy bag. Ideally, a few minutes of you actually hitting a heavy bag. Just boxing, though. The more funny and interesting it is, the more entertaining it'll be to play on the show, obviously. Represent Legion of Skanks. Represent Skankfest and Team Rattlesnake. Be a part of this. Shoot us that email, ellisskank22@gmail.com, and make sure you cclegionofskanks@gmail.com. And we're going to do some matchmaking and some fun stuff. We have a lot of fun fights happening at Skankfest this year. I haven't 100% decided if I'm fighting, but I will be cornering a bunch of guys. We have a bunch of fighters that are
cornering
coming.
A bunch of female comedians in between shows.
That's hot.
But we have to, if you guys want to do it, please hit us up and we will have some fun. Harrington fighting Booger Beard.
I can't wait, man. I'm excited for crazy. Skankfest.
Dylan fighting Paco, which is going to be great.
Nice.
Dylan versus Paco is going to be way more competitive fight than people are giving Dylan credit for.
Oh, yeah? You think Dylan's going to get his first victory?
Maybe. I mean, look, Dylan's very long. He's got a really strong 1-2. You know, his awareness of his body is, played sports as a teenager. He's a young kid, too. Paco's got some skills, too. It's going to be very interesting to watch. I'm very excited about Skankfest happening October 14th through 16th. Shout out to your creator, because without them, none of this would be possible. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have yourselves an incredible evening. Good night.
That's all, folks.